In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this great and holy Thursday, the Church focuses our attention on the salvific act that the Lord performed in advance of his passion. This is found in the focus on three crucial events: the Last Supper, the washing of the feet of his disciples, and the betrayal at the hands of Judas. And all of this is summed up in the Troparion that we sing today. When thy glorious disciples were enlightened at the washing of their feet before the supper, then the impious Judas was darkened by the disease of avarice, and to the lawless judges he betrayed thee, the righteous judge. Behold, O lover of money, this man who because of avarice hanged himself. Flee from the insatiable desire which dared such things against the master. O Lord, who deals righteously with all, glory to thee. In the washing of the feet, we see the revelation, which astonished the disciples, of Jesus' servanthood and application of what was foretold in Isaiah, that the master of all comes in the form of a servant, who came not to be served, but to serve, who gives his life as a ransom for many. As Jesus said to them, as recorded in the Gospel of St. John, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done for you. Most assuredly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." We also see today a focus on the betrayal at the hands of Judas. This is not only the delivery of Jesus into the hands of the lawless judges, who, out of fear, selfishness, and self-righteousness, would rather falsely accuse, convict, and sentence the Lord and Master of all to death, rather than to accept the truth. This is also the revelation of Judas as the example of what we are to avoid, as we hear in the Matins of Holy Friday, served by anticipation on this evening, when we hear repeatedly that the lawless Judas refused to understand, not that he was incapable, but rather that he chose betrayal, acting against the love of Christ, out of selfish desire. And in this we see our own betrayal of Jesus, our own vote to crucify him, to sell him out, to send our master to his death, because we also refuse to accept the truth. And finally, we focus on this day on the Lord's Supper, his final Passover on this earth, the last one he would take with his disciples. And in this act of blessing and sharing and partaking of the bread and of the wine, the Lord shared his very self with his disciples, and this with all of us, instituting the specific manner in which we commune with God, are united with him, and partake of his suffering, his passion, and his resurrection. As Father Tom Hopko excellently put it, "In a real sense, therefore, it is true to say that the body broken and the blood spilled, spoken of by Christ at his Last Supper with the disciples, was not merely an anticipation and preview of what was yet to come, but that what was yet to come, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, came to pass precisely so that men could be blessed by God to be in holy communion with him forever, eating and drinking at the mystical table of his kingdom, of which there will be no end." To this mystery, we can only add our own assent as we sing after the reading of each Passion Gospel tonight, "Glory to thy long-suffering, O Lord." God bless you all.